Group P 高中英语听力专线十
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Did you go to the theater last Saturday?
Yes, I saw the Tea House. The acting was excellent. What time does the movie begin?
It starts at 7.
What time is it now?
About 6:45. We'd better hurry up.
Good morning. May I help you, sir?
Yes. Could I change these pounds for dollars, please?
Do you want small bills or large ones?
It doesn't matter.
Have a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. Not before lunch.
Please have one. It's just cooked.
I honestly don't feel like one at the moment. Thanks. I paid $45 for the trousers.
Look at mine. They're $12 cheaper than yours.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
Excuse me, do you think I can return these gloves?
What's the problem with them?
They are too small.
Didn't you try them on before you bought them?
Well, as a matter of fact, I received them as a gift.
Okay, I see. I'm afraid I can't give you a cash return, but you can change them.
I believe you sell these gloves for $29.95.
Yes, I'll take the gloves of the same price for you to choose.
But that pair looks nice. May I have a try?
It's for $35.25. If you'd like to take that pair, you'll pay some extra money.
Okay, I will. Excuse me, do you think I can return these gloves?
What's the problem with them?
They are too small.
Didn't you try them on before you bought them?
Well, as a matter of fact, I received them as a gift.
Okay, I see. I'm afraid I can't give you a cash return, but you can change them.
I believe you sell these gloves for $29.95.
Yes, I'll take the gloves of the same price for you to choose.
But that pair looks nice. May I have a try?
It's for $35.25. If you'd like to take that pair, you'll pay some extra money.
Okay, I will.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Oh, it's so nice to be out of the cinema. It was so hot in there. I thought I'd melt.
Terrible, wasn't it? Well, what did you think of Madame Curie? Do you think it is as good as the review said?
It's a good film, but not as good as the book. I think some of the story was missing in the film.
Yes, but you couldn't possibly fit everything that happens in a 200-page novel into a 2-hour film. There simply isn't the time.
I know, but the director should at least try to follow the story. With this film, he left out some important people and even changed the end.
Well, perhaps he thought he was improving the story, Karen.
Perhaps he did, but I just don't think a film director has the right. Oh, it's so nice to be out of the cinema. It was so hot in there, I thought I'd melt.
Terrible, wasn't it? Well, what did you think of Madame Curie? Do you think it is as good as the review said?
It's a good film, but not as good as the book. I think some of the story was missing in the film.
Yes, but you couldn't possibly fit everything that happens in a 200-page novel into a 2-hour film. There simply isn't the time.
I know, but the director should at least try to follow the story. With this film, he left out some important people and even changed the end.
Well, perhaps he thought he was improving the story, Karen.
Perhaps he did, but I just don't think a film director has the right.
Excuse me, may I ask you some questions?
Go ahead, please.
I hear that you are going to put on a new play soon. I'd like to know about what you do in the play. Could you explain exactly what you do?
Okay, it's a comedy. The director asked me to play the part of a young lady. We are very busy practicing.
When will the play be put on?
We plan to put it on next week.
How do you enjoy your work?
Very much, but we have to practice a lot. We practice the movements and try to remember the lines.
What do you plan to do after this play?
I intend to take part in a film, and I'll try to work as a director.
I wish you a lot of success.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me, may I ask you some questions?
Go ahead, please.
I hear that you are going to put on a new play soon. I'd like to know about what you do in the play. Could you explain exactly what you do?
Okay, it's a comedy. The director asked me to play the part of a young lady. We are very busy practicing.
When will the play be put on?
We plan to put it on next week.
How do you enjoy your work?
Very much, but we have to practice a lot. We practice the movements and try to remember the lines.
What do you plan to do after this play?
I intend to take part in a film, and I'll try to work as a director.
I wish you a lot of success.
Thank you very much. Good evening. You are listening to Pop World of BCD International. I'm Susan Welch. Since many people want to listen to and understand pop songs, radio producers at BCD International have made hundreds of programs over the years. The History of Pop, or The Road to Music, brings you the language of pop music and information about the period and the artists. If you want to hear from the artists themselves, there's a new series called About the Big Hits. This is based on interviews with popular singers and songwriters. They talk to us about the meanings and ideas behind songs. If you want to understand the words to the big music hits, Pop Words is the program for you. After all, it's hard enough for native English speakers to understand most pop songs. So if English isn't your first language, you shouldn't be surprised if the words to many songs leave you in the dark. Good evening. You are listening to Pop World of BCD International. I'm Susan Welch. Since many people want to listen to and understand pop songs, radio producers at BCD International have made hundreds of programs over the years. The History of Pop, or The Road to Music, brings you the language of pop music and information about the period and the artists. If you want to hear from the artists themselves, there's a new series called About the Big Hits. This is based on interviews with popular singers and songwriters. They talk to us about the meanings and ideas behind songs. If you want to understand the words to the big music hits, Pop Words is the program for you. After all, it's hard enough for native English speakers to understand most pop songs. So if English isn't your first language, you shouldn't be surprised if the words to many songs leave you in the dark.
Mark Twain, as you know, was famous in his days as a public speaker. In his public speeches, he always liked to tell funny stories, and he also liked to play jokes on his friends. One day, one of his friends lost his money and asked him to buy a ticket for him. "I don't have enough money to pay for your ticket and mine," Mark Twain said. The friend didn't know what to do. "We can do this," Mark Twain said. "We can get on the train, and when the conductor comes to check the tickets, you can hide under my seat." Later, however, when the conductor came to check the tickets, Mark Twain gave him two tickets. One for himself, and the other for his friend. Then he explained in a loud voice, "My friend here is a very strange man. When he travels on the train, he does not like to sit on the seat. He enjoys lying under the seat on the floor." Of course, everyone in the train looked at the poor friend under the seat and laughed at him loudly. Mark Twain, as you know, was famous in his days as a public speaker. In his public speeches, he always liked to tell funny stories, and he also liked to play jokes on his friends. One day, one of his friends lost his money and asked him to buy a ticket for him. "I don't have enough money to pay for your ticket and mine," Mark Twain said. The friend didn't know what to do. "We can do this," Mark Twain said. "We can get on the train, and when the conductor comes to check the tickets, you can hide under my seat." Later, however, when the conductor came to check the tickets, Mark Twain gave him two tickets, one for himself and the other for his friend. Then he explained in a loud voice, "My friend here is a very strange man. When he travels on the train, he does not like to sit on the seat. He enjoys lying under the seat on the floor." Of course, everyone in the train looked at the poor friend under the seat and laughed at him loudly.